You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Woo-wee! We are in for a delightful show today. How is everybody tonight? So good to be back. So good to just get a wonderful staycation. How was your 11-11? Yes, we did. I did a special retreat for 11-11. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope this weekend was divine because we all went through a portal. And guess what? It was just new moon in Scorpio yesterday. So guess what? That means it's still new moon in Scorpio today. That's right. Manifest. So everybody who's listening, we have a fantastic show for you. That's right. I have the Beach Boys Surf's Up album. I had a dream that Fuel Flows was literally playing in that song that I just played was playing in the studio. And it was in my dream and it was like the album was floating, was hovering in the studio. And that was, you know, it appeared there. And so I was just like, and then it was the album of Surf's Up. So we're going to play the entire Surf's Up album. I think that's definitely a hidden gem that a lot of people do not know about for the Beach Boys. A lot of people are not used to the songs from Surf's Up. It's definitely different. It's like the in-between of, it's that in-between from, like, you know, California Girls and Pet Sounds. So anywho's, let's get into this. So let's get nice and relaxed. We're here till 8 p.m. It's a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful November. Oh my God, have you been outside? Have you seen life? Have you been in the crisp, beautiful air? Oh my goodness. Hello, world. Let's wake up to the divine because we are here and we are clear. We are alive today. With that, let's let roots from our feet come all the way down to the center, the core of the earth, tying tight. Let's take some deep breaths in and out, in and out. Yeah, let's just be here. I'm going to give you some time to take those nice inhales and exhales. I'm going to give you some time to just be still and just to be present and just to be loved and feeling good and just being here right now. We're not rushing. We have nowhere to be. This is a limitless, infinite space we are connecting with. We are in the arrival of space and time. Living our highest good, living our highest being, living the life of love and God and spirit. We are magnificent beings right now, in plenitude and in love. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in. We're gonna wash away all things that do not serve us. We're going to wash away all things that do not belong to our highest good. Anything that we feel has been hindering us, has been blocking us. Anything we feel that is no longer part of our evolution, we're going to let go. Today on this beautiful new moon cycle, we are coming into this blessed day to open ourselves and be receptive to what exactly what we want to be to manifest. We're going into this place to be exactly who we are, exactly our highest beautiful good. What are you manifesting today? What is it that you really want? Let's take a moment right now to open ourselves, to give ourselves to connect to that place that is truly what we want. Not something we saw in an ad, not something that everyone else around us has, not something that's telling you you should do this. We're going to remove any kind of societal kind of dream, and we're going to come into our dream, and we're going to ask Infinite Spirit right now, what do I truly want? What is in my highest good that I really want? What do I love? What loves me back? What is trying to come into my presence? What wants to be a part of my existence? What is it in my highest, best purpose of the now that I need, that I want, would like to manifest? Take a moment to feel into this. Are you catching a vision? Are you hearing a voice? Are you feeling what it is? Are you smelling? Use all of your senses to project and quantum leap into the next realm, because wherever you can see, whatever vision you're catching, whatever you can picture or create within your mind of what it is you want, it already exists and is waiting for you. Shifting your paradigm, shifting your energy into the now, bringing that which is in the future, bringing that which exists in another dimension or realm, and bringing that now. Christ consciousness activated. I am. I am this I am. I am receptive. I am flowing, I am whole. I am everything that is abundant and good. I am everything that I need right now. I am whole. I am confident. I am bursting and beaming and glowing with perfect health, perfect wealth. Most beautiful beach you can possibly imagine. You can feel the sand as you walk, whether you have shoes on or whether you're barefoot, but you can see all the shells and the seagulls. And the air is cool. The air is breezy. We're entering into that beautiful wintry season. It's not yet frigid or freezing or brick. It's just right. You can feel the wind blowing in your face and your hair. Feel all these senses. And you see the water coming up closer and closer. That life within you and that water, we come and co-create a beautiful love. You see, your body is 80% water. Water responds to vibrations. Water responds to energy. So the higher the frequency that your body and the water in your body is exposed to, the more beautiful and crystalline and glistening and clear that water is going to be, and the more it's going to flow. The lower the vibration it is exposed to, the more dense and the more confusing and chaotic that water will be. It will be still. It will be stagnant. What are you choosing right now to have? See the ocean liner, that beach, that beautiful beach right now? It's inviting you to make a choice. The liveliness of that beautiful beach is inviting you to make a choice. Is the reflection of your higher self. You can either see the mirror of yourself in that beach, or you can ignore it. But what you can't ignore is the truth of life, and all of life is given, and how we react to vibration, feeding our subconscious, feeding our mind, and feeding our love. our life with love? How are we going to nurture these beautiful gifts and these beautiful talents and these beautiful things that want to manifest within our body temple? How are we going to take care of this? We must start with the body temple. So as you see your wishes and you see your love on this beautiful new moon, Tim, take a moment and take a second to bring to clarity all the love of what you want into your heart. Take a moment. Put all your wishes in your heart right now. Please join me to fill your heart with all your desires, all your love, everything that you could imagine. Everything on this new moon, you can either affirm it or you can wish it. I'm affirming perfect health in my heart. Here's some examples. I'm affirming highest vibration of love so I can be a clear conduit for everyone around me. I manifest in love in the highest good. I manifest in love in the highest realm of being. Always manifesting and creating in the studio. Lots of vinyl, lots of love, lots of music radiating all around me. Always being connected to music. Manifesting perfect health, perfect hydration. Manifesting, and I am. I play in this beautiful, wonderful playground of the supernatural. I engage in healthy relationships. My interactions with people are pure, joyful, happy, in tune, honest and real, with clear communication. Money comes easy and frequently. I am enough. I am deserving and worthy of all the good things. I am deserving and worthy of all the gifts that come to me with ease. I create a happy environment for myself and others. Youthful energy. I can move with ease. I feel good. I am so grateful for this life. I give grateful thanks. Thank you. Take a moment to breathe. Your angels surround you right now as you take all of your wishes, your I am affirmations, and you put them, you take them from your heart and you transmute them. Imagine taking all of your wishes, all of your dreams, all of your I am affirmations in your hand as if it were overflowing, like you just put your arms and your hands in a bucket of gold. Imagine putting your hands in a pot of gold. That is the wishes and dreams in your hand. And you release them into the water, into the ocean. You give them to your higher self, and your higher self is that beautiful, magnificent wave of life that is water. We demonstrate the most beautiful, glorious action of being right now on this happy, beautiful new moon in Scorpio. Feel the love and feel the sensuality flow through you and flow through all that is good. It is released. It is done. It is done. All your wishes right now. All of your angels are coming to your aid as they form a circle around you and they put a white light of healing energy, a cloak of protection, and they wrap you in a cocoon of the highest vibration. You are safe and you are belonging and you are protected right now. All of your guardian angels, all of this love, loving you so infinitely. Feel it. Feel this into your being. Raise your vibration up. Release. Woo! And when you are ready, open up your eyes and give a nice big O smile. Woo! How beautiful was that? Oh, if you are just joining us right now, this is 91.5 FM, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds, baby. That's right. Paranormal Playground Sounds. And this is what we do here. All things magic, all things supernatural, spirit communication through music, through sound, and the dream world. We've got you right here on this beautiful, beautiful, blessed new moon in Scorpio. And we're doing it. We're doing it all day. All your angels are here. Do you believe in the unseen? Do you believe in angels? Tap on in. Come right through. Scary. Come, step right up because we are here. I hope all of you could get exactly what you needed from that beautiful manifesting, that beautiful meditation. We have an amazing show. Not only do we have music from the Beach Boys, the whole album from the Surf's Up, because that was the music in my dreams. You know, throughout the show, I'm going to get more insight on what Carl and Dennis, you know, want to say. I call them my co-hosts for radio, actually. They are my co-host, Carl and Dennis. They helped me put Paranormal Playground Sounds together. They did. They gave me so much guidance. I remember, I actually miss it. I shouldn't say I miss it because they were in my dreams a couple days ago, but I used to just get a deluge of like Beach Boys music, and Carl and Dennis constantly all around me when I first started Paranormal Playground Sounds. I'm like, hey guys, do you want to come back, come through? I'd love it. I'd love to have you back again, and I'd love to have you come through more and more in my dreams. They would be the most beautiful dreams to dream about their music. Oh my God, I love you guys. Thank you so much. It's going to be a wonderful show. It's just, I anytime when we have Beach Boys. Next week, I've got a surprise for you. The list is overflowing with the artists that have been in my dreams. It's overflowing! So, heary, heary, step right up. We're going to continue. We're going to continue with the Surf's Up album. And we're here till 8 p.m. Please forgive me. I was supposed to do the shamanic drumming and I forgot my drum. But guess what? Everything in its right place, like Radiohead said, everything is the way it's supposed to be. So maybe we'll do a channeling instead. I think that's what we're supposed to do, a channeling. So, oh, I love you to the moon and back. Mwah! Stay tuned. Here we go.
I've been laying on my back like a freight train off a track, trying to find a job to fit my train. With the morning sun come round, and I'll be covering plenty of ground. And I don't need nobody to be my age. And we were feeling bad, all the good job we were had. I had to take to sweeten up some bones. Well, I don't mind that so much, for the changing of my luck. But you know
they did so long ago. One day I was full of life. My sap was rich and I was strong. From seed to tree I grew so tall. Through wind and rain I could not fall. But now my branches suffer and my leaves don't offer poetry to men of song. Trees like me weren't meant to live. If all this world can give pollution and snow down, oh Lord, I lay me down. No life's left to be found. There's nothing left for me. It's like me meant to live. If all this earth can give.
space class.
Watch out! What was that?
What happened?
We're lost in space!
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
Welcome back to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Movenite, the Boston Medium. Yeah. Woo! Hope you're feeling all of that. Oh, that song Till I Die by the Beach Boys is so dope. I mean, this is interesting. A lot of these songs, I'm just like, listen, I'm coming back to a lot of these songs, and like, I'm just like, this is so trippy. So every time I revisit these songs, like the Beach Boys music, it's different. It really is. And now I'm understanding more why they want me to play the music. It's so out there. It's just really out there. You know, you go from Fun in the Sun, you know, Surf City, and like, well, that was Jan and Dean, but Brian Wilson did write that. If you didn't know that, Surf City is written by Brian Wilson, but became a number one hit by Jan and Dean. And actually, Brian Wilson's dad was furious. I read that Brian Wilson's dad was absolutely heated and furious that Surf City went to number one, and that could have been a Beach Boys hit. But instead, Brian decided to give that to Jan and Dean, which was very interesting. tidbit of a history and information for you right there. So yeah, we had a whole, you know, Surf's Up is actually coming up next. Da-na-na-na. Of course I'm gonna play this in the background, like, why wouldn't I? It's so good. Like, just it's my favorite instrumental. But anyways, I hope you all are feeling great tonight. I hope you all are feeling good and getting exactly what you've needed and what you deserve in the highest good, in the highest sense. Happy new beautiful moon in Scorpio. You guys are amazing. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. I'm so grateful to be here. I'm over the moon, overwhelmed, overjoyed with gratitude, as always, you know, as usual. This never gets old. The feeling tone, the healing tones, everything that's here, everything that's available to us right now, just, you know, being present and letting things just flow, you know. And I never ever plan anything here. I don't like planning. I love just all the spontaneity that comes with, you know, spirits, entertainers on the other side coming into my dreams, giving me music, saying they want to be heard, giving a message. And dear Carl and Brian, you guys are amazing. And I'm just feeling this good energy that they're bringing in. They've been my guides for a very, very long time. And I'm so grateful that we're still here. We're still here, guys. Thank you. And all the Beach Boy Brothers. Woo! I might just play that. You know, I'll sing to the beat. Sitting right here with my conscience bare, they just can't understand it. Yeah! I'm feeling it. I'm feeling everything. So, it's the new moon. Manifest, manifest. If you have not, write, you know, it only takes a second to write down the things that you want and ask the universe, ask God, ask your higher self, whatever it is that you want, whatever it is that you need. Do it, okay? Don't hesitate. You're worth it. You are worth writing down your goals and writing down what exactly what you want today. So don't sleep on it. Anyway, we're here till 8 p.m. We're going to have the messages from Carl and Dennis at the end at 7:40, 7:45. Stay tuned for all that. We still got lots of music. After the Surf's Up album, I'm still going to play some Beach Boys. You know it. You know how this is how we roll. That's how I roll. So stay tuned and stay clear. We're here. Woo! This is Surf's Up by the Beach Boys.
A diamond necklace played the pawn. Hand in hand, song drove the long walk. Aristocracy, back through the opera glass, you see the pit in the pendulum drawn. Calling meeting room is coming. Canvas the town and brush the backdrop. Are you sleeping? Taking me, dim chandelier awakened me to a song dissolved in the dark. The music hall of cosmic bow, the music all is lost for now to a muted trumpeter's swan. Street quicksilver moon, carriage across the fog, to step to lamplight cellar tune. The laughs come hard in auld lang syne. The glass was raised to fire and rose the fullness of the wine, the dim last toasting. And I, beyond belief, a broken man too tough to cry. Surf's up, board a tidal wave. Come about hard and join the young and often spring you gave. I heard the children's
and medium, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston medium. Make sure to tune into my show, Paranormal Playground Sounds. Get excited for spirit communication, new music, and the dream world. Come play with me on the supernatural. Hear it live right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass, Freeform Radio. Woo!
Don't go near the water. Don't you think it's sad? What's happened to the water? Our water's going bad. Oceans, rivers, lakes, and streams have all been touched by man. Your future's riddle when ahead is seeming so far behind. So hard to laugh a childlike giggle when the tears start to torture my mind. So hard to shed the life of before, to let my soul automatically soar. But I hit hard at the battle that's confronting me. What if life's a revelation, if the mind speaks of only today? So real the pain of growing in soul, of climbing up to reality's goal. But I hit hard at the battle that's confronting me. It's a knockdown on the roadblocks stumbling me. Throw off all the shackles that are binding me. Starts at dawn, carries on to the season's ending. hard to lift the jeweled scepter when the weight turns a smile to a frown. So hard to drink of passion nectar when the taste of life's holding me down. So hard to plant the seed of reform, to set my sights on defeating the storm. So I hit hard at the battle that's confronting me. It's a knockdown on the roadblock stumbling me. Throw off all the shackles that are biting me down.
Lovelies, it's 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tubbs, Free From Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Merlinite, the Boston Medium, and you are listening to Paranormal Playground Sounds. Woo! Oh, I think I'm not the only one who got an activation, who got an upgrade. Everybody's getting an upgrade right now. So, everyone's feeling it, but in a good, the most positive way possible. I was surrounded by nature all weekend, and it's addicting, and I can't wait to go back out there and be in nature and just really be connected with life and just being in that energy and in that environment where I can just take a load off and reconnect, reset. And we all need that. We all need that reconnect and resetting. It's going to be absolutely beautiful the next coming days coming up. So take advantage of being outside while you still can, because before you know it, it is going to be cold and you can't go outside. So, well, thank God that's not for a while. Thank God, you know, it takes time for that. I think once January rolls through, that's when it starts getting real, kind of January and Feb's kind of gets kind of nippy. So we got some time, but until then, just stay healthy, stay clear, stay connected, be in the light, and be in connected with God, the universe, and this beautiful oneness that exists right now. Feeling into this and being playful and surrounded by the love of spirit, surrounded by the love of everything good and real right now. And speaking of everything good and real right now, we have like an hour. We have like a whole hour left, an hour and 10 minutes to be exact, but we have time, and time is so valuable. And we have to realize how valuable time is. It's currency. It's money. Time is money. You know that saying, time is money. It's so true. Time is money. So how are you spending your time is a really great question I'm picking up on to channel. And, you know, when I'm talking about this, I don't ever want, you know, the whole point is not to tell you how to live your life or what you should or shouldn't be doing. This isn't like a deluge or a cascade of information of what you need to be doing. These are suggestions, and they're suggestions brought by spirit. So anything that I'm feeling compelled to speak upon, or anything that comes out of my mouth during this time, it's, you know, a lot. So, I mean, some is me, obviously. I will take responsibility. I'm not just like possessed by like some crazy, like, you know, spirits that are just taking over my body. What I'm saying is I'm channeling and I'm open. The intention is to open up to the highest good. So I just wanted to put that out there. And, you know, speaking of, I'm talking like this energy and the importance of time and how time is so valuable and our time is so valuable. We don't know how long we have. Every moment, it's an adventure. Every moment, you really don't know. We think, you know, we have all the time in the world, but we really don't know. And so it's so important to just live life to its fullest. Every moment, when we can choose to be in bliss or we can choose to be in worry. Let's choose to be in bliss. That worrying is like manifesting exactly what we don't want. And sometimes it's hard to take ourselves out of there, but when we finally master and have control over our mind, worrying becomes something that we really can say yes to or no to. And every day is a practice, and that every day is a beautiful practice to understanding what to choose, you know. So, and I know some people on the other end can be like, well, why, you know, that sounds easy to say, but I'm worrying all the time. I'm constantly worrying. I'm constantly in an anxious anxiety state. So you have to ask yourself, what are the things you're putting into your body? What kind of food? What kind of drinks? Is that congruent with what makes you feel good? What kind of media are you ingesting? Is that congruent to what, how you want to feel? Are you putting on destructive news that's telling us there's a doomsday? Or are you putting on educational programs, podcasts, you know, inspirational speakers, leaders? Are you, you know, what kind of music are you listening to? Is the music uplifting, or is it heavy, or is it violent, or is it happy? What is that? And these are things we need to ask ourselves. What is bringing us to this state right now? You know? Like, to be honest, when I listened to Long Promise Road, I was just like, what the heck is that? I felt a dip. I was just like, damn. I was like, it's kind of emo. Like, but it was good, but it was uplifting at the same time. So, and that's why I love Beach Boys, because it's real. I'm not, you know, that's the thing. Brian Wilson, he talked about fun and sun, you know, in the movie, Love and Mercy. He's saying, he's saying to Mike Love, I can't just talk about fun and sun, fun and sun, fun and sun. I have other things in me that I need to get out. And that's what I love, because I do love the positivity of Beach Boys. That's mainly what I'm attracted to. But I also love the realness that Brian brings. I love that sometimes some of his songs are really sad. Some of his songs are really like, they're unbelievably depressing, but it's real. And that's what the things he was feeling. Yes, he produced amazing, uplifting, positive music that is timeless and has inspired so many artists and is just such a great vibration to listen to, will always make you happy. But he also had that side where he got to release that other stuff. And I feel like this is that time to connect with the other stuff that is very deep, that isn't all about fun in the sun, fun, fun, sun, which I will be playing more of that uplifting stuff soon, because, you know, this song, this album is actually, it's not that long. So, but anyways, so time, you know, how are you spending your time? What are you spending your time focusing? What are you giving your attention to? Think about this, you know, just think about it. But let's carry on with this Surf's Up album. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, free from radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlin. I'm the boss of Medium, and this is Paranormal Playground Sounds. And you are listening to the Beach Boys album, Surf's Up. Let's get into it.
I do them when I'm down in the tub. With avocado cream, they'll take a rub. They wrinkle like a raisins if I stay too long. I wouldn't wanna do it wrong. But they'll put you in the driver's seat and to the table when you wanna eat. But when you go to sit down in your chair, something else has gotta put you there. Take good care of your feet. Better watch out what you eat. Better take care of your life, 'cause nobody else will. They'll twinkle when you fall in love and put you there when you jump up above. When you're on the spot, they'll get them right under you. One, then the other two. If you wanna do the right thing for them, just take a walk in the park.
or stepping on a piece of glass.
Oh. He knows all the treacherous bow, the fallen arches and the cramp in the toe. He went to help and got some sandals new, and does the old sauna's too. Turn back world with a local girl in a smaller town.